One of the oldest names in the state is Wheeling. It's actually an Anglified Delaware Indian word, Wheelunk, which means place of the skull. According to lore and historians, the land where Wheeling Creek and Ohio meet was marked by Native folks with a European's head on a stake as a stark reminder of some heinous deed that occurred there. An ominous beginning. But today, people in Wheeling are reviving the word Wheelunk as part of a larger effort to revive the town. Wheelunk, do something. That's the name and theme, or mission, of the new online news initiative taking off in Wheeling. Wheelunk.com is a self-described Wheeling-centric website that wants to serve sophisticated local readers who care about their community, and it's launching November 1st. That's all according to the Wheelunk Facebook page that was born a few weeks ago and has since been growing in popularity. A crowd gathered at Center Market in Wheeling recently to learn more about it.
My title is Wheelunker-in-Chief.
That's Jason Kegler. What he calls his real job is with West Liberty University, but he's been pedaling hard to get Wheelunk.com off the ground. Why Wheelunk? A name that, for many locals anyway, recalls an egregious act so violent that we still talk about it 300 years later? Well, it's a question Kegler gets a lot.
But we wanted something that was short, memorable, and kind of weird. And so Wheelunk is weird. The other thing about it, business-wise, is that when you search for Wheelunk, there's no Wheelunk that exists in the world. So you don't have to pay Google to come to the top. It will automatically be there for free. But also, we have such passion for Wheeling, a little bit of touch back to the roots, even though we're looking to the future, but we went way back.
Wheelunk is the brainchild of several Wheeling residents, predominantly Jason Kegler and Steve Burke, old high school friends who both moved away and then found themselves home again and in a mood to reinvent their hometown. Kegler says they're in good company, but there's a real need for a community platform to connect all the initiatives and activities that are happening all over the area. So Wheelunk.com is the idea that is crystallizing. So far, the three main objectives of the site are to provide a place for community dialogue, an all-encompassing interactive Wheeling calendar of events, and news.
Wheelunk is a platform to make connections. It's going to be every Wheelingite's homepage. We've envisioned people coming on there daily. It started as a fantasy a couple months ago, and then more and more people we talk to, they're like, yes, we need this. It's a void. So we feel like we've really touched on something.
The idea really began as an online newspaper to serve the Wheeling area. Perhaps that's why, so far, the only paid employee is the news editor. Local talk radio personality Steve Novotny.
We're looking at travel. We're looking at entertainment. We're looking at food. We're looking at finance. There's going to be a lot of tax assistance for our readers during the major tax season. And then we're also going to tell a lot of stories about the people who are really the key of today's Wheeling.
Novotny is another homegrown Wheelonian. He says there's been a need for unbiased veteran journalism in Wheeling for some time.
We're going to cherish the past of Wheeling because that's what's made us. But finally, the focus is going to be on moving forward and looking into the future for tomorrow's Wheeling. You're going to see that no longer in Wheeling, West Virginia, is it passé to dream.
So far, all other Wheelunk employees are volunteers. They include marketing experts, web developers, graphic designers, party planners, and businessmen and women cohorts in general, who all share one thing for sure in common. They're all invested in Wheeling's future. The site, Wheelunk.com, goes live November 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.